Time for the weather tidbits from Kenny Blumenfeld, our senior climatologist from the DNR. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Always good to join.
Here we are in the midst of our Tall Ships Festival. The first day was pretty much picture perfect, although we could have used a little more wind, but I think it was a high of 70 and clear skies, and it was a pretty sight out there. I'll tell you that. The ships, if they were moving, I don't think it was with the wind, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that it was a nice day. Remember when we talked last week, it actually looked like Wednesday and Thursday
right. Were
going to be... Everything kind of got shuffled around.
It did get shuffled around. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, the heat ended up kind of surging out of the plains about a day and a half early. You know, so here in southern Minnesota, Wednesday was still, 90 degrees, but it was not one of those convincing 90s. It didn't feel hot.
Really. Yeah.
It was sort of like there was just residual heat and sunshine. It was sunny and it was windy. And then we got into Thursday and it was a nice day, really pretty spectacular day across the whole state. A little bit warmer today. Friday, Two Harbors, you might hit 80, 78, 82, somewhere in there if everything goes right. The wind will be coming off the lake for a bit, so I don't know how hot you're going to get, but good toasty air mass over the rest of Minnesota, so it'll be 90 pretty much top to bottom for the rest of the state, but you're by the big air conditioner, so you get kind of lucky.
Yeah. I mean, I think it looks like it's going to be really nice.
Yeah.
I do see some chances of some rain, though, and I can't really tell how big those chances are.
They're chancy. I mean, it's an interesting situation because we have a cold front coming through the region, and right out ahead of it is the most moisture that we've had all year, all summer, anyway. Huge slug. This is kind of what you start seeing. My colleague refers to this as the monsoon season in August, where you start getting moisture from multiple sources out of Baja California, off of the Gulf of Mexico, and of course from some of our own crops. And we just start to see, even if it's not the most humid time of year, the moisture throughout the atmosphere is often at its highest in August.
Yeah.
And there's this quantity that we track called precipitable water. And what it tells you, it is what it sounds like. It's how much water is actually in the atmosphere that could be wrung out for precipitation, just assuming very generic precipitation mechanisms. And there's a system that's coming through that's pooling all of this precipitable water. And there's about 2 inches to 2.25 inches that's going to be kind of laid out across Minnesota, starting in the north and then just sort of shifting south through the weekend. So basically from, this evening in the north to, southern Minnesota by the time we get into Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 inches is a lot. 2 inches, in a typical year, that's about as much as you'll see. It's not necessarily a record-shattering amount, but 2 inches of precipitable water is a lot. And if you have that stalled out over, for a period of 12 to 18 hours, you can actually get some really heavy rain. What we don't know is exactly where these corridors of heavy rain going to be. There will probably be one initially that forms this evening somewhere in northwest and north central Minnesota. And, how intact will it remain as it marches towards the North Shore? That's a little unclear. So it could be that this moisture axis kind of crosses you without, more than a little bit of rain. And it's also possible that it, fuels several hours of heavy thunderstorms. It's going to be a little bit hit or miss in that way. But we're looking forward to some rain down here in the Twin Cities. Although, honestly, I'm starting to get pessimistic about it. Because
I was going to say, are you still just dry as a bone down there?
Yeah, we're actually in severe. Technically, the area from near Redwood Falls, right through the Twin Cities, is in severe drought. That's the second level of drought. It's called D2. There's still extreme and exceptional ahead of it, above it. So it's not like the highest level, but it is an official category, and it's you got to be pretty dang dry to be in that situation.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of long-term dryness here. We had a wet spring just like everyone else, but from about mid-late May right through now, we've gotten very little precipitation, running about 25% of what you'd normally get.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we are dry. You know, everything feels real brittle.
Okay.
All the grasses and all the twigs and everything.
Yeah. So. Well, good for us to hear that so we can appreciate the rain we have. And it seems like we just pretty much have another nice week coming up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see any big problems for your area other than, you know, occasional thunderstorms, which are always going to be in play during the summer when there's a transitional air mass is in place. It doesn't mean you'll get them. There was an absolute, on Tuesday, it was one of the biggest thunderstorms I've seen in Minnesota in years, past just south of Duluth, kind of in the Hinkley area.
Yes.
You could see it from 150 miles away. This thing was just, it was 60,000 feet tall. It was just this huge anvil, and because it was from, we could see it in our clear skies, so it really stood alone. We keep getting things like that, though, these isolated thunderstorms, and you'll be susceptible to those.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the week looks pretty good. You know, warm today, warm tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, kind of muggy, much cooler Sunday, gorgeous Monday, Tuesday. You know, temperatures are mostly going to be, when the sun's out, in the 70s, maybe low 80s, but nothing really hot. Nothing suggesting, you know, cataclysmic rains yet, or a major severe weather outbreak until, you know, at least through the next time we talk.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Kenny. Hope you can get some coolness down there and maybe take a cold shower, if nothing else.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's going to be a hot one here. Have a great weekend.
All right.
And enjoy the tall ships.
Oh, we will. All right. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
That was Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.